Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me for another edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm excited, as always, to have you with me on this Tuesday morning. I know you always have choices as to how you spend your time, and I'm always very grateful that you choose to spend some of your time with me. Today, I'm talking to Julia Carman, who is also a fellow retreat leader. We're going to talk about a unique angle, not just self-care, but what she calls soul care. So I knew when I read that I really wanted to talk to her about that. Thank you so much for joining me today, Julia.
Well, thank you, Miha. Thank you for inviting me to be on your podcast.
Of course. So tell my audience a little bit about you.
Oh, a little bit about myself. Okay. Me llamo Julia Carmen. Curandera de la alma. So I'm the seer of the soul. It kind of translates over to that. I've been hanging with myself in this human realm since I came in the early 50s, and I came in this way. So I see that which is in the non-physical realm all the time. Yeah. So I don't know the difference. Yeah. It took me a lifetime to really kind of go, oh, okay. There's this other human realm of being. So I call it walking in both worlds at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Walking. So tell me a little bit more about what that means.
Well, you know what, Miha? Everyone walks in both worlds at the same time. So the non-physical and the physical. Everything in the physical realm is created in the non-physical realm of being first. Now, this isn't my truth. I mean, you could open up any book and it'll basically share with you, you know, the truth within and all that good stuff, which is great. Yeah. So we're here for this lifetime. We're here for X amount of years or decades or whatever, how long we be here. And then we have this amazing soul self of being in the non-physical realm because we cannot not feel it. Yeah. So, or see it. Some people cannot see, right? It's all good, right? But it's there. So it's coded with, like for you, Miha, everything in your lifetime is coded in that non-physical realm in the soul self of being. I call it the alma, which means soul. That is everything. Now, that could be a little bit overwhelming, yeah? So my mother was a curandera del cuerpo and hierba. She worked with folks' body. And when I say hierba, weed, but, you know, herbs, yeah? And she knew how to do all that. I wasn't really big into all of that stuff, but she knew who I be, and it really frightened her. Well, Mexico, over culture coming in, genocide, all that. I don't want to get into that. So, you know, everybody went underground, yeah? Totally. So when I shared with her that I was seeing, and my grandmother, they went, oh, we need to shut her up. Nice. So because they wanted to take care of me, they wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get hurt in some way. Yeah. Right. So it was all kind of like, yeah. So the soul self of being has, like I said, coded for all humans information in the non-physical realm. Like I said, it can be overwhelming. So that's what I do. I work with folks and their soul self of being. I see the seer of the soul. I see their soul self of being. And instead of bringing all that information in, because some folks, especially right now, I was listening to some of your podcasts, and you know, especially right now, everybody's a little bit overwhelmed. Now, what do I do? How do I do this kind of deal? Well, what I try to do is not try, but I get quiet in that space of being, because that's who I be, yeah. And then I tap into that which they need now, yeah. And then I bring it and I share it with them. It's not about me. I'm not the magic. They're the magic. But how many of us can see our own magic? We're so busy-minded and, and we're not really...
We're task-oriented, too. We're focused getting to the next place, right? So it's less about how we're being and about what we're actually doing.
Exactly, Miha. Totally. You said it perfectly. The overculture has... And when I mean about overculture, overculture is whoever is running whatever. It could be a company. It could be the United States. It could be any, you know, whatever. So whoever says the overculture says, okay, do, right? Uh-huh. And we as humans go, and especially if we have I don't know how you put this, but you know, we have a lot of great ideas and we're motivated and we go somewhere and we go, yeah, I want to do that. And then it fizzles out. It doesn't mean that wasn't your path or your calling or whatever. It just means that another thing came in and another thing came in because they're all great ideas. So a seer of the soul basically brings it in and says, hey, check this out. Look over here. Let's get quiet and see what's happening here in that quiet space. Yeah. And then that's where it's at. And like I said, I was listening to your goodies and I noticed what you said. You said plan A, plan B, and then plan B became plan A. And I went, yeah, I said, she got quiet. Now,
I did.
Right? Yeah, Miha. And quiet can mean so many different things. So I always tell people, match the medicine. What works for one person may not work for another person.
Yeah. I love that. Must match the medicine. Such a good nugget. So,
right?
So let me ask you this then. Why do you think, since this is your wheelhouse, why do you think people today are a little scattered, shall we say? I mean, I personally think that people's attention spans are not what they used to be. It's because the world is so busy and everything's moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to that?
You know what? I think a lot has to do, and I think it's nothing new, you know, social media. When I was growing up as a teen in the 60s, you had like Twiggy and you had magazines and things like that and somewhat of TV, right? But there wasn't a lot. And basically I have six sisters and we would all kind of look at, and we were not Twiggy. Yeah. We were like voluptuous, beautiful Latina women with the mini skirts and the whole bit. And you could never get that skinny. That's what we had. And of course, Sophia Loren and Raquel Welch, those were all beautiful ladies. That's who we had to look at, right?
Right.
That's who, you know, and the majority of folks that were, you know, saying, do this, do that, do this, were men. So there was a lot, but not a lot. Not like there is now.
Yeah.
My grandchildren, I have a lot of grandchildren, and they talk about FOMO or whatever. I think you get into all, I go, what is that? And I said, a fear of missing out or something. I go, oh, shucks. Wow. Okay. But it's on steroids now.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's a really good way to put it, because I feel like there's a lot of what I call shiny object syndrome. You know, there's a lot of people looking around and, well, what is she doing? What is he doing? Why can't I do that? Why doesn't it work for me? And it just kind of just fosters this mindset. You know, these recycled thoughts over and over again, which really keeps so many people stuck.
I agree. Totally, totally stuck. I'm with you. Persons like myself that have a lot, and yourself, you know, entrepreneurs, folks, no matter where you be, you know, like the non-physical realm is the most comfortable place. I love that. I call it the liquid light of energy where I just surf. Yeah. And, I get, you know, I have a lot of info coming in. So shiny objects in the non-physical realm of being could make me no bueno, can make me a little off. Yeah. And so, yeah, let alone the human realm.
No, I think you're right. And I just think a lot of people focus so much on what they don't have instead of what they really want.
Amen. Yeah. I'm sure you've experienced this. You know, personally, but when you go talk story with somebody and you're sitting with somebody and they'll tell you everything they do not want. And I go, oh, okay. Un momento. I said, tell me what you want. And they'll go, huh?
I know. People look at you like you have two heads. You know, you talk to anybody who has been somewhere and they're telling you they're giving you a recap. And let's say 80% of what happened went according to plan. What do you think you're going to hear the most about? What didn't go according to plan, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the one thing that didn't go right rather than all the things that do go right. I do think that is unfortunately human nature.
Yeah. Well, the brain, I think the brain is really cool because it's a scientist. You know, I tell my folks, the folks that I talk story with, my students, I say, yeah, you know, whatever you put in your brain, you know, it's like there and it's great. You know, it kind of tells you when to brush the teeth and when to put the deodorant on, take a bath, you know, those kinds of things, right? But if when you're working, when you look at the soul self of being and that information that's coming in, that it's not created yet, it's over there in the non-physical, the brain goes, not. And then you go, what? Because it's actually the fear.
Yeah.
Is just trying to keep you safe. Nothing wrong with fear.
Right. That's the primary job of our brain anyway, is to keep us safe. Oh. Sort of energy, right?
Totally. Yeah. Cause we look out. Yeah. And exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Totally. But I also think that for a lot of people, what I hear a lot from people, and I run into this a lot on my retreats too, is people don't really trust themselves to make a different decision because they're like, well, how do I know that's going to work? Well, I got to wait and see how things go. You know, this is why so many people make decisions on the present. And to your point, what you were saying a few minutes ago is, you know, we don't create anything new from the present. We create from the future, which requires us to go with what we don't see with our physical eyes. We have to feel it in our body.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's in the non-physical realm. It's like there. It's coded in that space of being. We created it. We co-created it before we came into the human body. And just so true, Miha, because my big stick is unconditional love of self first and then permeate it out there, right? In with and then out. And then somebody at one of the retreats said, oh, I like that unconditional love. And then what you just said, she says, how about unconditional trust in self?
Yes.
And I said, all right, let's take that. This was in Montana at Dancy Spirit Ranch. I said, okay. And there's different areas that I tell the folks to go to. And I said, okay, ladies, you folks go to your place and be and sit. And we have different exercises. And then boom, drop into that trust because it's already inside. It's not something I'm going to give anybody. I know you don't give people unconditional. I mean, you probably do give them unconditional love, but you don't make them do that, right? Nobody can.
Right. But we build trust, not just with other people, but in ourselves too, by practicing consistency. So to your point, you know, getting to where we're consistently showing up for ourselves unconditionally, in other words, without strings, and say, you know what? I accept myself 100% for who I am and for who I know I can become. You know, to me, that's showing ourselves unconditional love. And the more we do that, the more we trust ourselves.
Amen. See. And that's the thing, folks, sometimes when folks come and hang out with me or whatever, that's why I keep pointing it back to them because it's not me. It's their experience. And when they pop into it, they have the unconditional love within and their trust. And so true. It's consistency because folks, what do they want? 10 steps, 5 steps. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the steps, but you got to do the work. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to do the baby steps first and doing that. And then you add more steps, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but the point is that you keep showing up for yourself.
Yes, that is totally showing up for yourself is a real challenge. And I've noticed that with, women and my life and my mother and grandmother and even myself and just watching females, these last 7 decades.
Yeah.
I go, oh my goodness. I would hear that, you know, self care. And I said, I'm cool with that, but I think that's to me, self-care. I mean, I'm not trying to say that this isn't self-care, but it's beyond getting your nails done and
absolutely.
All of that. It's internal.
Yeah. Time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's more internal than external. And there's just a lot of people out there that have it backwards. And it's like, you can do that all day long, but if you don't fix what's inside, then guess what? It's just going to keep coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's getting, I think we mentioned it, I don't know if it's in here before, about getting quiet. That's my signature, the frequencies of vibration of getting quiet so that you see. Yeah. So what I call it is divine thought and getting quiet there. You know, the other three basically are what I call, I don't look at frequency and vibration because every time I don't look at it this way. Most people say high vibration or low vibration or whatever. I don't, that's categorizing it. I look at frequency and vibration have a sound and they have a hum. And so I like it kind of a dense frequency, and then you get medium vibration, and then you get into this finite. And that's that part when I tap into somebody, I can share with them, or I can hear that frequency and vibration. Oh, they're here. Whatever that means. They're in this dense frequency. It's not bad. It's just where they're at. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, and then they just, you know, we fine tune. They fine tune it together because, we can't do it by ourselves. Actually, yeah. On this planet.
Everything in life, in our, when we're talking about our physical life here, you know, mm-hmm. the life that we have on this planet while we're here in physical form, everything mm-hmm. has a frequency. I mean, the chair I'm sitting in has a frequency. Mm-hmm. You know, the clothes I'm wearing have a frequency. So it's really about aligning your frequency to what it is that you truly want in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and to your point, you really can't do that unless you do establish that quiet time, you know, and you get quiet and you kind of listen and just, you know, listen for this, you know, it might not be an obvious sign, but mm-hmm. if you get in the practice of being consistent and doing that, then it will come to you.
Yeah, it does. It just, you know, those are those things that people talk about. They have, you know, like this aha moment, or they see something. Yeah. And I have I have five adult children who produce 25, 26, 27 grandchildren and 13 great grandchildren. Yeah. So sometimes it gets pretty, you know, like interesting, and there's a lot of noise. And, and then there's something going on with somebody, and I'll just drop into that state. And everybody can. And then I get quiet, and then I see whatever it is that I need to see. And then I move from that space.
Yeah.
Now, Mina, if I'm like in the chaos with anything, then I become part of that. Right. And I'm not saying I haven't done that.
No, we've all done it.
Many times.
If we're being honest, right? We've all.
Yes. Yeah. I've said, oh, please don't judge me on that dense frequency that I kind of go in sometimes, because I get lost just like any other human.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you've got a retreat coming up, right? Because this work that you do, mm-hmm. you do in a retreat. So tell us about that. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Okay, this one is what we call our signature retreat. It's in Montana, right by Glacier National. It's just amazing. So we're going to be there in May from about 5 days, 4 nights. And that signature retreat is called the Walking in Both Worlds, Laying Down the Foundation of the Dragon Within. And each retreat has its own signature goodie, right? So that land there, that tierra there is the most, it's my experience, the most settled land that I have been on. Anytime I go somewhere, I can really feel what's going on. And I go, nothing good about it. I don't look at things as bad or negative or positive. I just feel the frequency. And when I walked that land the first time, I went, oh, wow, Chihuahuas, this is, usually I take all my medicine, whatever it is, drums or whatever. And I went, huh, this is interesting. So I just made an offering of blah, blah. And then I walked the land. And the first thing I asked was about the water. And because the water has to be pure, and the water was pure. And so on that land, they have these beautiful sacred sites that the Catherine and her husband, Gordon, have placed all over. And what we, it's really cool. I've never been, and this is honest to goodness truth, I've never been somewhere where there's been a lot of crystals. And now she's got crystals and all that good stuff, like boulders. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, yeah. I mean, I went over there one time, Mita, she had a truckload of rose quartz. And I go, are those, is that rose quartz? They look like boulders. She goes, yeah. And I said, okay. So, I've never been anywhere where there's been a lot of that, where it didn't feel kind of funky, right? And she knows where to place those. Now she doesn't, there's a part of the area where it's the ranch where there's all these beautiful sites. And then you can go out even further. And that's with her permission. And she's allowed me and my group to go out there most of the time. And then that's where the folks go do what they go do, whatever it is.
Really, it's so personal.
I really get to the core of their being, of what it is that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first day, actually, we set it up on, we set up how we talk about the four frequencies of vibration. So the first three are what I call constipated thought. I can't even, like, you know, you mentioned like 90% of, or 70% of what we're thinking is recycled, right?
Oh, it is.
And, right, over and over. Well, I guess I don't know how they figured this out, and I'm going to make up this number. They said that we recycle, you know, 64,000 whatever thoughts a day, and 90% of them are recycled. And I said, "Ooh, that's a lot." So, you know, that's what I call those. So it's a busy mind, judging and evaluating and paying attention. They're not bad. Those are human conditions. But the fourth one that we are in 24/7. Mira, mija, we're in grace 24/7. We really are. You don't have to go chase that. We're in peace, love, joy, unconditional love, unconditional trust.
From, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're created perfect, right?
Yes.
But right. As soon as we get a body, and as soon as we have experience with the brain, then, you know, yeah, I was raised with 10 siblings, and we all experience something different separately.
Well, worthiness isn't earned. You know, I think this is something that a lot of people develop a story early in their life. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. a lot of times it's not their fault. It's just a belief mm-hmm. system that they've adopted that yep. they have to work to become worthy. They have to work to be accepted. And to your point, you know, we are deemed worthy from the very beginning.
Amen. That's a birthright.
Absolutely. Could not agree mm-hmm. more. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Right on, mija, because it's the truth. Those three other three, the busy mind, judging, evaluating, which go together, and paying attention, are a human experience. It's however we experience it, right? So we're constantly trying to go back home. I call it backing into yourself. And that fourth one, that frequency of divine thought, which has no thought, which has all the information that's connected to the soul self of being, of that you'll ever need, depending on your belief system, lifetimes or whatever, it's there. Now, how do you get to that if you just mentioned something happened to, you know, this little human, and she's or he has taken that in as an identity, as a belief? I'm not this, I'm not that.
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. So how do you quiet that down? Yeah. And most
and
people,
interesting, you have to, you really cannot do this on your own or when you're, you know, at home or in your regular routine. And this is, again, you probably hear this as a retreat leader that, well, I'll get to that later. Well, it's just not the time. I'll get to it later. And I think we have to really be honest with ourselves and say, you know, not only are we doing ourselves a disservice by putting off, you know, what is really rightfully ours, but at the same time, talk about not prioritizing yourself and, you know, giving yourself unconditional love, right?
Oh, yes. I love everything you said. I'm like, yeah. I have this thing, and what you just shared, Miha, is deep. And folks, I try to bring lightness into it. The folks that I've worked with through the years have said, man, this is like, we're getting to the core, Julia. This can be painful. And I said, oh, heck yeah, I can. She says, but you make it very light and loving. And I go, yeah, I have to. Yeah. So I call it chichi time. And you know, it's like, what are we looking for, Miha? We're looking for lap time, LIP, you know, sit on, you know, depending on your upbringing.
And to your point, right? The more that we work on our energy and the more that we work on raising our frequency and vibration, the lighter we feel. And that's the whole point, because that's what we're created to do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just that understanding of that going back there, this is who we be.
Yes.
So, you know, I know we're saying, you know, we got to do the work and stuff, but it's kind of different. I call it the work and word.
It is, so, but it's also very simple too. When we really break it down and focus on everything that we create in our life is a product of our energy. It's a product of who we're choosing to be and how we're being on a day-to-day basis. You don't want any more chaos in your life. Look at how you're living. You know, if you want to feel better, look at how you're living. If you want to make more money and be more successful in your business, look at how you're being.
Exactly. I agree with you. Like, yes. If you were busy minded and judging ourselves, because I don't think most folks are out there, at least the people I hang out with, they're not judging other people. When it gets really, I get like nice and quiet, I go, what's going on, Miha? And they go, oh, you know, I said, you're being hard on yourself. Yeah. Now I'm not here to make them feel good. I'm here to hold the space so they can see who they be.
Because retreats are about change. It's not about more of the same.
Exactly. Yeah. No quiero. No, that's not something I want to be part of. The pain of someone else and commiserating, I guess is the word. Did
to call cheerleading that goes on at retreats. You know, there's a lot of, you go, girl. I totally get you. I totally understand because, you know, misery loves company, right?
Yes.
And look, I mean, we're human. I'm not saying I haven't done that. You know, I don't want, I mean, my audience knows that about me. I'm very much what you see is what you get. But at the same time, I feel like, we don't help people. We don't do anyone, you know, right when we don't really challenge people to do things different. To me, that's what a retreat is all about. It's about going inward and seeing, okay, how is it that I can be different so that I become a different version of myself?
Well, it's right on. I'm thinking about the last time we were at Dancing Spirit Ranch. There's a movement right on where there's that support and what I call the container, having a container of folks, you know, in that container where their folks can really trust themselves that they're in the right place, right? Trust the folks around them and then be. And then as the movement of all that is, it's coming from the soul self of being. That booyah, there it is. And there's that support where sometimes it don't feel good, right? You're going, oh my goodness. And
well,
I know
it doesn't feel good because it's not familiar to us. You know,
exactly.
We're operating on autopilot every day.
Yeah.
This is why it's so easy to say next year, next year, next year. Well, before you know it, guess what? 5 years have passed, 10 years have passed. Is anything really any different for you? I mean, this is, I think, one of the big lessons that's come out of the pandemic for so many people is people are really looking at how they're living and really asking the hard questions. And I'm here for it.
Yes, totally. There's something, totally, Michal, there's something that came up recently at one of my retreat things, and this outcome independence. And I thought, because somebody was saying, well, how they wanted it, they go, well, man, you know, Julia, how do I know? I said, you can have trust that part, because that's trusting self, right? And then my non-physical peeps who talk story with me 24/7 said, Julia, outcome independence. And I said, okay, what does that mean? It says, you don't have any skin in the game on how this is going to come out. You just trust in the process.
Yeah.
And those of you that are listening, look it up. It's a really cool definition. I mean, I use my definition, but, and I kind of look, you know, when we have skin in the game, right? Well, we have a lot of thinking around
it. You're exactly right. And think about it. When you have an opportunity to do something, and I'll just throw out kind of an obvious example. Well, it's free. Why don't you come and be my guest?
Right?
Well, that's great. But at the same time, I think somebody who pays $10 even, and it's not even about the money, that's not my point, but they have some skin in the game, to your point.
Exactly.
And just going to get, people are just going to participate differently when more is asked of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you're like this, Miha, but when I get invited, or in my younger days, when I didn't have the funds, I was raising these five kids. If there was anything there that I could, you know, like, oh yeah, I would go and just devour it in the human realm, like in a good way. Right. But I noticed that that's not how most folks are. Nothing on anybody. Yeah.
No, I agree with you.
I thought, oh, okay. Because I value anything. But I also recognize as a businesswoman, not everybody thinks like you, Jules.
I know. I have to remind myself of that too. But I think as entrepreneurs, I think we can, you know, it is a different mindset, you know, altogether.
Yeah, it is a different mindset. And I think, again, if more skin in the game on any level, we pay attention more as humans.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you totally. So this has been fantastic and really informative to learn more about what you do at your retreats and just what you do in general. Where can people connect with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The website is theschoolwithoutwalls.net, www.theschoolwithoutwalls.net. And then just hang out there and you just surf. Just go.
Okay.
If some calls to you, check it out, get a hold of. I have, como dice, discovery calls that are really cool. No, again, no obligation. Just gonna see if we're a good fit. And if we are, yeah. If we're not, hey, nice talking story with you.
And people can learn about retreats there too. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Our upcoming one is like, we still have room for it. Yeah. And so we would love to have you come and hang out with us.
That's the end of May. And let's just make sure. I know you said the end of May, but I'm not sure that we actually said date. So would that be, say, if it's before Memorial Day, it's probably what, the 21st, 22nd? And then it goes until what, Sunday, the 26th, which is right before Memorial Day. Is that right?
Yeah, it goes from the 22nd to the 26th.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom and just more about what you do.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Miha. Really, this was great.
Good. Fantastic.
It was good fun, like they say in Hawaii. Yeah.
Good. Love that. So folks out there listening, if you would like to connect more with Julia and understand more about what she does, and if you're interested in her retreats, you can go to her website. You'll find that in the show notes, the schoolswithoutwalls.net. You will find that link in the show notes so that you can easily connect with her and learn more about what she does. And look, if what you've heard today has really resonated with you in some way, and you would like to share it with a friend or a colleague, please just copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a free gift from me. And if you like, if you would rather, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com. That's the Allison with one L, Alison K.com. And just connect with me there and say, hey, Allison, I would really like it if you would send this episode to so-and-so. We will take care of it for you. Either I'll do it for you or someone on my team will. I really appreciate every single one of you for always tuning in and listening and sharing and subscribing and downloading. and always sending me your thoughts. I answer all of my emails. So if you'd like to connect with me and learn more about what we do here at CU Fitness or the Allison K Agency and about how we can help you innovate and grow in your business, or if you're interested in going on retreat with us, please reach out to me. Like I said, I do answer all of my emails. I don't outsource that. I don't plan to. I always like to keep an open door of communication with you. Please know that I am very grateful for each and every one of you. You are why I do what I do. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.